So welcome to this podcast. We are talking to here to the queen of outreach.
Undisputed.
And someone, actually listen to this. Someone out there, if you think you're the queen of outreach, like hit us up.
Yeah, do that. I want to talk.
No, you won't beat her. Basically, Gloria, you tell us about you. Like, how long have you been doing outreach for?
Well, I've been doing outreach for about 25 years. 25 years. Yeah. I started with Catholic Charities. I went from seeing 50,000 clients a year and then work in the rural community doing outreach in Huron, San Joaquin, Reedley, Parlier, everywhere. And from there, I went over to the second largest community action agency in the nation, which is Fresno Economic Opportunities Commission, and I did outreach for them. I was instrumental in getting the breastfeeding baby showers started. Actually, I did start them. The black infant baby showers, I work with those to get those going. They've still been going for like 12 years. Well, promoting breastfeeding, because breastfed babies, excuse me, are healthier, they're smarter. If you breastfeed your infant, you have 40% less risk of getting cancer. Your child has 40% less risk of getting cancer. Kids who are breastfeed miss less school. They have less doctor's appointments. They don't get sick as much. So it's just all the way the best thing. God made the breast milk for kids. So that's what I did. I promoted breastfeeding. And also black infant mortality rate in Fresno was one of the highest in the state. After the breastfeeding baby showers, it dropped. So it got national recognition with the WIC Association. It's the best thing, breastfeeding. Those boobs aren't just for boobs, honey. They're for breastfeeding. Don't think they're yours. They belong to the kids.
So how did you get into outreach? I mean, is this something that you've always wanted to do?
No, I fell into it. I fell into outreach, and I really like it. But I think coming from a family of nine, I was always that middle child that was interpreting for my mom. So I was always meeting people. And, you know, if my mom, you know, we came from migrant workers, so my mom did not speak English. She had a third grade education. Eventually, she went back to school. We're a big thing. My mom got her eighth grade education, which was wonderful. She became a citizen. She learned how to speak English. So as a middle child, when my brother would get in trouble, there I was, my older brother, there I was interpreting for my mom. So outreach kind of just came naturally to me. I, you know, was a young mom. I was a teenage mom. So knowing where the services were wasn't because I was looking for other people. Initially, I was looking for services for myself and my child. And then later, I realized people would come to me, Gloria, how do you do this? How do you do that? And I was telling them. And then there were jobs that needed people with my skills that I had naturally because I had lived that life. You know, I lived in the hood and went from the hood to middle income. But either way, I love helping people. I love doing outreach, love meeting people. And then I would connect agencies with each other. So I went from having an event that was 150 one year to 3 years later, 5,000 people, 60 vendors. I connect the dots. So kind of like my friend Kina. Out there, Kina. Shout out to you, Kina, connecting the dots. I tried to steal your name, girl. Yeah.
So basically what you do, it's not just a part of you reaching the consumer or the customer. You're also reaching the partnership.
No, the organizations, profit, nonprofit, the businesses, the people, assembly, council people, putting it all together, making it all work. And mostly the biggest thing I do is I advocate for people. Because I feel like, you know, when I die, I want to be in heaven. If I go there, because I think I will. But if I go down there, down there, I'm going to ask for a blanket because Fresno is hot as hell. You know, so I'll probably be cold there. But either way, I like helping people. I like connecting the dots for them. You know, if they need something, I want to give them that help. So literally, Fresno Economic Opportunity Commission right now has about 40 programs, but at the time I preferred them, they had 36 programs. The reason I knew about them, because the people that came to Catholic Charities needed all those programs. They needed help with light heat. They needed help paying their water bill. They needed help paying their rent. They needed help with getting their kids employment and training, getting them a job. They needed to get their kid who dropped out of school to go get his high school diploma, to get him some kind of training. They needed food. They needed Pampers. Who did I go? I thought, let me find this help for them, which is Fresno Economic Opportunity. That led me into getting an outreach job with them. As a matter of fact, it was a fluke. When I applied for the job, my supervisor told me I should apply. And the job said degree preferred. I don't have a degree. I have a degree in, you know, people. I have a degree in helping people. But I have a degree in caring. But when I applied for the job, I applied 2 hours before the deadline. When I called them, they told me that I could not apply because they wanted a degree. So I went to my girlfriend and she goes, told you. She goes, nope. She got on there. This woman put the VAC together, which is the Valley Apprentices Commission, which is a high-speed rail. So she says, challenged them. I challenged them. They said, okay, we're going to let you interview because it was like 200-300 applicants. Never thinking that I would get the job, but I did. And that's another story, but we'll leave that story for another time.
But it sounds like you're just like a resilient person that you chose outreach. Well, you probably could have been a great real estate agent.
Well, I was really good at picking grapes.
Oh, you did that too?
Yeah, and bartending.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you're just good at whatever you decide to do. But let me ask you something. If you were to give advice, because I know you work with a lot of companies about outreach, like, because I think that's a lot of companies and they don't understand, they don't see the value. What's the value of what you do, of being in the community and bringing people into these
grassroots cities? There's nothing better than grassroots, because when you speak to people, you can look at them in the eye and believe in what you sell. I can never sell something I don't believe in. If I believe in it, I can sell it. If you believe in who you're representing, I believe in Dr. Lanier. I believe in Kids to Dennis. Yeah, and they have a heart here. Seriously, this is one of the best places I've ever worked for. They give me respect. My skills, they tell me, you got great skills. I've literally been told by someone, too bad you didn't have a degree. I go, really? Because I just did this whole big event that you got national recognition, but I don't have a degree, so too bad. I don't think so. You can still do a lot of stuff without degrees, but I really believe that doing outreach, you've got to like people. If you're bilingual, be willing to use it. If there's no one coming to your table, but there's all these vendors, go meet them. Network it. Eventually, they'll help you. You'll help them. Care in what you do. The most important thing is believe in what you are selling or what you are marketing. Because in the bottom line, you are a salesperson, but care about the people.
And do you think your impact from community outreach has a positive financial impact for the businesses that you serve?
Oh, yeah. There's nothing better than grassroots. Because what would you rather speak to? A phone? Or an opera, you know, someone, recording, or on the internet. Maybe younger people do, but even younger people, they want to speak to you because they want to know, what do they offer? Are they friendly? If you're friendly at the start, then you're thinking, as a consumer or possible patient, they're probably friendly there. She's very friendly. She's telling us, come on in. Who's going to do that for you on the internet? Oh, come on in. We'll help you. But I'm telling them, this is what we have to offer. And I'm also doing the intake out there. What type of insurance do you have? How many kids? What's the cutoff date? Really, I think there's nothing better than grassroots. And I actually think it's been proven because my grassroots efforts have risen the patient level for Kids to Dennis, I believe, and for other places that I work for, WIC too.
Yeah, so do you think that is... Are you the secret sauce, or do you have a formula that anybody could implement?
Anybody can do it. Anybody can do outreach. Just like what you do. If you like meeting people, if you like talking to people, you can do it. If you care about people, you can do it. I literally feel like anyone can do outreach if you feel the heart to meet people, to go to different places. But what do you think? Let me turn the question around. Do you think you can do outreach? Yeah. Do you think you can do what I do? What makes you so special?
Also, a little bit of an extrovert. That's a question. If you're an extrovert, right, you're like, oh, I like meeting people. What if you're an introvert?
If you're an introvert, I don't think not so much. You gotta like it.
Because if you're shy, you're like, afraid to talk to people. Then
no, that's not gonna work for you. And I don't even think you'd want to.
But can you learn? Can you learn to do outreach even if you're shy?
You can learn to do outreach even if you're shy. That's one thing you can learn. You can learn how to talk to people. You can follow script. And eventually, it's something like with Catholic Charities. When I started working there, like, I just need a job. After that, I was basically putting most of my salary back into helping the people because I wanted to. And it's something that grows in you, and you like it. You get to go to different places. You see what you're doing for your employer. You're helping him build his business. You like it. You'll get to like it. There's really nothing bad about meeting people. People are nice. You know, it's not hard to smile. Smiles are free.
Wow. Thank you so much. I mean, this is a short, I think you got to put in that master class together, reach master class. And I think people will sign up.
Y no soy la reina del sur. Soy la reina del outreach, okay? A que todas. Bueno, que pasen buenas tardes. Have a great afternoon.
But look, you think in the future you'll write a book or something or a master class about outreach?
No, but I think you will for me.
No, but as anybody that's done it.
Can do it. You can do outreach. Outreach is fun. You can start a business. If you don't want to do it, hire people that like people. There's all kind of ways. And people love grassroots outreach. That's the only way to talk to people. Wouldn't you rather talk to a person than a machine? Think about it.
Yeah, that's true. Well, there you have it. La reina del outreach. Outreach queen. Right here, live. So if you want to book her, what? How do they find you?
Call me at 559-536-0697.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of things that you can do for outreach. Like, for instance, you know, I work for Kids to Dentists. So I thought, what would kids like? And, well, it's hot. So bubble machine. Oh, you can't even imagine all the kids that come to the bubble machine. Spinning wheel. I used to have a spinning wheel. And you would get these guys that pitch like somebody. Who's a great pitcher? Who's a great pitcher?
Valenzuela?
Like Valenzuela, yeah, he's old. I see a Valenzuela. Okay.
Was it new? The old Japanese, Yachimoto or something?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, learn. And high
it's okay, so they come, and he'd be like a professional pitcher, and the spinning wheel would spin, so, you know, people are leaving my table. Get a Plunko machine. They're only there 3 seconds for the Plunko machine, or 2 seconds to go down. You get to talk to the mother. Another thing, always have two or three people at your outreach, at least two people. Don't waste your money if you're hiring someone, because you need someone to interact with the kids in the game and someone to be signing those people up, because that's what it's all about. That is what it's all about. Okay, so there's a lot of things you can do for outreach. When it's high outside, what can you do? Water. So we give water, the smaller bottles, eventually, everybody at the outreach events is like, where did you get those bottles? Where they? Oh, Kids to Dentists.
So like a cold water?
Guess whose table they come to? Kids to Dentists, right?
You like a really cold water? So like,
yeah, we do. My husband carries an ice chest, and we fill it and stuff. But guess
brilliant.
What? It's like $4, but I'm getting 50 new clients.
Brilliant stuff.
The math is there.
There you go. If you want outreach, I mean, where else?
Innovative. Innovative ideas. Innovative ideas.
Absolutely. So, what was that?
That's right.
Amigo Outreach. Yeah, that's right. You started your company, Amigo Outreach?
Yes, I did. I started my company, and it's called Amigo Outreach Services. Estamos para servirles.
There you go. Habla español.
Oh, sí. Bilingüe. Y un poco de francés cuando me hacen enojar.
So thank you so much, because I was trying to get her forever to do this, because I want people to meet. She's brilliant. She's giving you like a little tip. Oh, if you pay her, pay her some money, and sit down with her for 2 hours. She'll give you the whole rundown.
There's a lot of things to do.
A lot of money from your investment.
Well, I just want to say, if you ever have an outreach event, because I can put outreach events together, there's a lot of ways that you can save money. Instead of hiring people in costumes, go after the mascots. Go after Fresno State. Go after Fresno City. They got Sam and Samantha. Fresno State has Time Out. Valley Children's. And these mascots are recognized because they're already in commercials. People are already seeing them, right? So do that. Have them come. They always come for free. That's already the exposure you're getting. And kids love mascots, right? Get the police department, the fire department, the highway patrol. They will come out there for free, Sheriff. Because a lot of times the kids that I serve, they're seeing Theo Juan. They're taking them away, or somebody's getting served, or something's going on. I want them to see the police department in a great light, because they are here to help, you know. And if you're in an emergency, who do you call? You call a police officer. So we have to have a lot of respect for them. But I want my kids to know they're safe around them. So I would have them there. You can get Paul Mitchell. You can go to the haircuts. I would do events before Easter. I would get them out doing haircuts. So guess what? That's helping the families. The kids are getting their haircuts. Backpacks. Throw toothpaste in there. Every teacher can tell you that there are a lot of children that go to school without brushing their teeth because they don't have a toothbrush, right? So there's just so many things that you can do, but always do it with a heart. Always think, how can I do the best and how can I be kind? Because that's what it is.
Wow, thank you so much. We're going to do a part two, I'm sure. So if you guys have any questions, put them in the comments. And the queen of outreach, because she's branding that. And like we said, we put out right the challenge. If you're the queen of outreach, let it be known. outreach off. You don't need to experiment. Thank you. Thank you, Claire. And I love this woman, by the way, in a personal way.